Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not already connected with us on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today we're speaking with Dr. Alan Leica, who has been acknowledged as one of the leading cosmetic dermatologists in the world for 3 decades. A pioneer in his field, he is an inventor, author of 17 books and 30-plus academic papers, and for many years, host of the top internet radio show in his subject matter, Inside Cosmetic Surgery Today. In 2003, when visiting Disneyland with his wife and young daughter, Dr. Leica's life changed drastically when he suddenly developed a foot drop. After a battery of tests, it was misdiagnosed as ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, and he was told to get your affairs in order. That experience, which initially took him on an emotional roller coaster, was a turning point in his life. Not willing to give in to the death sentence imposed on him by the doctor, he persistently searched for an alternative and correct diagnosis, and he found it. Realizing that each day was a gift after that, he started to live his life differently, and that transformation has led a way of living that he has shared in his book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life, which he has co-authored with Harriet Tinka, a former fashion model and a woman of distinction. Currently acknowledged as a leading expert in living a fantastic life and turning points, he is a transformational speaker, thought leader, coach, and mentor. Today, Dr. Alan Leica is here to share some of those secrets of living a fantastic life. And Dr. Leica, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
You know, it really is a pleasure to be here. Thank you again for having me. It's always a delight to share some words of wisdom with the audience out there.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you, and your story is quite phenomenal and inspiring, and our listeners need to hear it. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how it felt when the doctor actually said, you have 6 months to live, so you better get your affairs in order. I can't even imagine my reaction to something like that.
You know, it was a bit of a journey, and, you know, it all started when I was in Disneyland walking with my dear wife, and my wife turned to me and said, what's wrong with you, hon? You know, I was a little taken aback by it because once in my life I hadn't said anything wrong, I hadn't done anything wrong, I hadn't even thunk anything wrong. But she persisted, what's wrong, hon? And, you know, I really didn't know. And she pointed out that I had suddenly and mysteriously developed a right foot drop. Now, that was a conundrum, and she really was concerned, so she said, when we get back, you better get this checked out. Now, being a good husband, I listened in this instance, and I did get it checked out. I had brain scans. I had CAT scans. I had PET scans. I had scan scans. And you know what they showed at the end of the day? They really showed absolutely nothing. And that was the problem. And so after getting even more tests, I ended up on the doorstep of a world-leading neurologist. And that neurologist, I said, Dr. Leica, you better be sitting down when I tell you this. And I said, why? I've got a right foot drop. He said, no, you don't. You have ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, and in 6 months you're going to be dead. You better get your affairs in order. So with that diagnosis, I shot back, is there a way to prove this? And he said, of course, an autopsy. Now, that was a load of bricks, and I really didn't know how to respond or anything at that point in time. But, you know, when you go through this, you go through a period of time when you go through a grief reaction, and the grief reaction consists of a lot of different things. It consists of going through anger. You're angry at the world. You can bite the head off nails. You go through a period of time when you go through denial and you say, yeah, I can do anything. There's really nothing wrong. But you know in your heart of hearts, that's not correct. And you know there is something wrong. And so you start to look further. But at the same time, you go through bargaining. You say, oh, God, please don't let this happen. I will do anything to figure out what's wrong. And please just don't let this happen. And finally, you go through depression, and depression is probably the worst that you could ever imagine, because that immobilizes you. You can't even get out of bed at the beginning of the day, and your world is just turned to crap, and you just don't even know how to respond. So, you know, at the end of this, I knew there was really an answer. I really knew that there was more than this. I knew, as a doctor, that doctors make mistakes, and there was a mistake I thought was made here. So I ended up going and figuring things out myself. And back in 2003, the internet had just been developed. So I got on the internet, and I started looking for answers. And I found a doctor in Colorado Springs, Colorado. And that doctor was named David Martz. He was a brilliant doctor, but he had the same symptoms I had. And I knew that I could follow his path and learn a little bit. But David got worse much more rapidly than I did. And a doctor came up from Texas and diagnosed him as chronic Lyme's disease. And I went down, I saw David, he diagnosed me correctly and said, "Look, you have chronic Lyme's disease, we're going to make you better." And so for over 30 years, I was able to maintain my status as a top cosmetic doctor.
Certainly an incredible roller coaster ride emotionally. And again, I can't even imagine hearing that kind of news and the reaction to something like that. I'm sure folks that have been there can relate. But I'm telling you, life had really kicked you hard in the teeth with that kind of news. And there is a huge analogy with what's actually going on in the world today. Let's talk about that. Touch on that, if you would.
Well, you know, with this COVID, I think the world is going through a grief reaction right now. COVID has hit the world hard in the teeth, and it really has caused people to reconsider what their lives are about and everything else. And I think with this lockdown, coming out of it, we've reacted in much the same way that I did when I came out of my emotional storm of my diagnosis. I mean, you can see the anger that's everywhere. Everybody is angry. Everybody is brewing with an anger that's going on. But there's denial, too. Yeah, there's no COVID. There's nothing out there. It's really a myth. It's a farce. It's fake news. You can see the bargaining that's going on. Yeah, I'll make a deal with you. Let's make this go away. And there's this depression that's going on where people really do not know where to turn, and they're immobilized, and they're in this fear reaction, and they just can't do anything. But, you know, at the end of the day, you've got to realize there's a simple solution. And it came from a Greek, a Stoic, he was called, by the name of Epictetus. And he said, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. You know, that's the amazing words here that I realized that helped to drag me through my condition. It's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. And so at the same time, although this is a very trying time in the history of mankind, there really are answers here. And there really is something people can do about this. They really can get together and they can find the dark path, or they can find the enlightened path where they come out better than they went in before. And I would encourage everybody to take that enlightened path, to go and find a better way to do everything. And I'm going to encourage your listeners to even start that today. I would like them to do something for their neighbor today that they didn't do yesterday. I would like them to do something in the spirit of love and brotherhood to help somebody. Just reach out and help somebody. Of course, I want you to do it in a safe way. I want you to wear a mask. I want you to socially distance where appropriate. But I think you can do a lot to help your neighbor. Perhaps you have a car and could do an errand for them. Perhaps you can go to the grocery store and get some extra groceries and put it in the food hampers for the food banks, because there's such a big need for that right now. Or perhaps you can just give somebody a smile and some words of encouragement that will make their day today. Maybe you could reach out to a friend that you haven't talked to for years, and maybe you can help them along their path. Look, there's a lot of people that need help right now, and you're either part of the solution or part of the problem.
Now, with everything you just said, it's certainly impressive the perspective that you have just even with what's going on today. And it sounds like what you went through years ago when you were more or less said you were going to be dead in 6 months, you used that as a turning point in your life. Is that correct? It's what it sounds like.
You know, that's what it's all about. And either you're a master of your turning point or you're forever the victim. And I really would encourage people not to be a victim and adopt that victim mentality. There's so much you can do with every given day. And remember, you're worth it. Remember, it's not what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens. You know, if you're given lemons, you can wallow in the fact that you're given lemons, or you can make lemonade. How about that? Let's make some lemonade rather than lemons. I think that would be another thing. Or make some lemon meringue pie. Wow, wouldn't that be a honey of a thing to do something like that instead of wallowing in the fact that you got some lemons?
Well, I can tell you right now, I could go for some lemon meringue pie about right now. Good analogy. I like your approach on this and the mindset today. We're joined by Dr. Alan Leica, the co-author of the book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, you found a solution to your problem by reaching out. Is there a lesson that all of us can learn from reaching out?
You know, I think one of the greatest things you can do is read a good book. And, you know, humbly, I've received quite a bit of critical acclaim for my little book called The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life. It's available on Amazon.com and Amazon.ca, and it's a great little book that I think people can use as a little fulcrum point in all this as well. But I'm also going to give something to all your guests that I hope they appreciate. All they have to do is text me, and I will give them 52 golden pearls, one a week for 52 weeks. And all they have to do is text the word golden pearls, pearls with an S, to 1-819-717-2515. That's 1-819-717-2515. And I'll give them one golden pearl a week for 52 weeks so that they can have a better life and do better in every day that they have. And I'm sure that each time you get one of these golden pearls, your life will be better and you will learn some of the things that I learned along the way.
That is a splendid offer. 52 weeks, 52 golden pearls via text. You got to love that and technology and how you're using that. Now, your co-author also had a life-changing challenge. Tell us more about Harriet Tinka and how you both came together to distill 13 golden pearls.
Yeah, let me tell you about Harriet because she's really a special lady, and I really would encourage you to have her on your show too, Eric, because, you know, Harriet was a lady that was kidnapped, stabbed, and left for dead. And, you know, this was a runway model, a world-class person, and it left her devastated. But, you know, when she was going through her physiotherapy, she met a young lady by the name of Amber. And Amber was a real bright, chipper 9-year-old, and she encouraged Harriet to take her life and turn it into something that would help others. Now, Amber was really amazing because of the fact that this is what happened. She was in a car accident. She had lost use of both of her legs, and both of her parents were killed in that accident. Yet, she adopted a life of being happy and helping encourage others upon the way. Wow. Harriet said, well, if you can do that, I can do that too. And Harriet subsequently met me because she was running for an award at an event I was sponsoring. Edmonton has an event called the Women of Distinction, and I was the main sponsor for it at that time. And Harriet applied for the Turning Points Award. What an appropriate award. And she won the award. Subsequently, she bought me lunch. She never forgets to remind me of that. And we said we're going to write a book about our mutual experiences. And hence, this book, The Secrets to Living a Fantastic Life, came about. And it's already a number one bestseller. And it really is doing really well.
And no surprise there. It certainly should be a bestseller with the information and the journey you both have gone through and bringing that together in the same book. Awesome stuff. Now, tell us, why did you pick the metaphor of golden pearls?
Well, let's explain what a pearl is. You know, a pearl gets made in a very special way. First of all, I'd like to point out there are golden pearls. These exist in the South Pacific and Indonesia areas, and they're extremely rare. They are only made by a particular type of oyster found in that area. Now, a single solitary pearl can cost upwards of $10,000. That's how rare these are. Now, what makes a pearl is rather unique. A grain of sand gets inside of an oyster shell, and it traumatizes that oyster. And that oyster walls it off with this beautiful material called luster. Now, this particular type of pearl walls it off with a golden luster to make these exquisite golden pearls. So trauma produces one of the most beautiful things in nature. And it was trauma inside of Harriet and I that produced these golden pearls as well, that brought these golden pearls to the surface. Now, I'd like to point out these golden pearls are found in every one of us, and everyone is going to resonate with a different golden pearl. And these golden pearls, once you find them, you will be able to make a wonderful, fantastic life, just like Harriet and I have done.
Dr. Laika, really appreciate your taking out a moment to be with us. So inspiring to hear from you and what's happened to you in your life, and also look forward to hearing from Harriet as well in the future. Where can listeners, if you would, hit that website once again where listeners can get further information on your book and on yourself and how they could be in contact as well?
Yeah, just go to Dr. Ellen Laika. That's Dr. Allen Laika, Lycka. That's Dr. Allen Laika, Lycka.com. And all the information's there. And we'd love you really to participate in this as well. And I'd love to hear from your audience and learn a little bit more about them as well. But I encourage you to pick up a copy of that book, because it will help you in this day and age. And it's almost guaranteed, because, look, all you have to do is take one of those golden pearls and make it part of your life, and you will have a fantastic life. You will make it a better life than you have right now. And remember, it's not what happens to you. It's what you do with what happens. So I'd encourage you to do that even today. Make it happen for you. Make the world a better place than the world you're living in right now.
In this day and age, there's certainly a lot of room for that. Again, Dr. Laika, all the best. Thanks so much for what you do and for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Eric, thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure. If I can help any one of your guests, please let them reach out to me. And text for those golden pearls and check us out on my website.
And listeners, I highly recommend that for sure. We've been speaking with Dr. Allen Laika, the co-author of the book, The Secrets of Living a Fantastic Life. And for further information, visit drallenlaika.com or fantasticlifebook.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.